KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, 34 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly cloudy here today with a slight chance of light rain or light snow throughout the day and a high around 40. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. Quick note to pass along to you, as we've been telling you this morning, the Walk to School program here in Atlantic has been canceled for today. Again, no Walk to School program in Atlantic. Atlantic Fire and Medevac Ambulance were called to the scene of what was initially thought to be a structure fire last night at 200 Oak Street just after 9 p.m.
Police Officer Erickson came by and saw flames inside the building here at R&B Feed. He was trying to call it in at the same time. The city's main guy had just called it in, was on the phone with the center.
That's Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese, who said when the first fire crews arrived, they saw a diesel pickup truck with its engine block plugged into a core heater in preparation for use today.
Looked at the core, and we've got it with us. It shorted out and caught the engine compartment on fire, and it was in between one of their delivery trucks and some of their bulk tanks, so kind of hidden back there, so it's a good thing it got caught when it did.
He said when the first firefighters arrived, all they could see was a large glow and smoke. It wasn't clear at the onset exactly what was on fire.
Really, they wasn't sure if it was the building was on fire, or if there was their big truck that was on fire, or if it was one of the tanks. But once we were able to get in there and see, I mean, it's wedged pretty well and pretty tight in between there, but once we started knocking it down, then we could see what we're dealing with.
McNeese said that some loud bangs that were heard shortly after firefighters arrived were the sounds of the front tires of the truck exploding from the heat and flames. The full-sized Ford truck was a total loss. News time is 7:08.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner. And we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Firefighters from Griswold and Elliott were called to the scene of a house fire at 305 4th Street Thursday afternoon in Griswold. Fire Chief Jim Wyman said the call came in just after 3:30 p.m.
The call came in, I walked down the shop door and looked across the street, and black smoke was rolling. We got stationed. I told the guys we need to expedite. It's a fireman's house. Makes you feel bad. He's standing there very upset. Nothing we can do, you know.
Wyman said the cause of the fire at the Severin Ritter home remains to be determined.
It doesn't look good inside. I think it's been burning for 3 or 4 hours.
The house sustained severe damage, but a dollar amount was not immediately available. Neither Ritter nor his wife and twin sons were home at the time, but two family pets, a cat and dog, were inside. Ritter, who has been a member of the Griswold Fire Department for the past 4 years, managed to rescue the animals before he went to the fire station and donned his gear. They appear to be in shock and suffering from smoke inhalation while they were outside. The cat's fur was apparently singed as well. None of the firefighters nor anyone else was injured during the blaze. The family was expected to stay with relatives in the area until a more permanent housing situation could be found. Wyman said the house has been undergoing remodeling since it was purchased about 4 or 5 years ago. After a week-long trial and 2 days of deliberations, a jury in Pottawatomie County handed down a verdict of guilty against a Crescent man facing first and second-degree kidnapping charges. The Omaha World Herald reports the decision against 39-year-old Brian Bay was reached Thursday. Bay was accused of kidnapping and assaulting 30-year-old Tabitha Proplesh of Council Bluffs on March 30th of 2012. A woman was found handcuffed and beaten the next day in his pickup truck that had run out of gas west of Crescent. Bay represented himself at his trial, during which he said authorities lied, destroyed, and planted evidence. The trial also featured several heated exchanges between Bay and some witnesses. Bay and 33-year-old Travis Labneau of Omaha were arrested in connection with the incident. The charges against Labneau were later dropped. A report in the Daily Nonpareil says a Pottawatomie County man was arrested Thursday in Nebraska for allegedly making terroristic threats against several agencies. Pott County Sheriff Jeff Danker told the paper 56-year-old Paul Grinstaff of Crescent was arrested in Omaha after allegedly sending threatening emails on Wednesday. Danker said he believed the emails were a response to a custody dispute Grinstaff was involved with concerning his granddaughter. The emails were not targeted against anyone specifically, but they allegedly contained statements that alluded to the Sandy Hook school shooting and the shooting rampage of ex-Los Angeles Police Department officer Christopher Dorner. Danker said the mention of those two events certainly caught law enforcement's attention. Pottawatomie County Attorney Matt Wilbur said he could not comment on the specifics of the investigation, but confirmed Grinstaff was apprehended by the Metro Area Task Force Thursday morning and arrested on warrants for suspicion of terroristic threats and first-degree harassment. Wilbur told the paper that because Grinstaff was arrested in Omaha, the arrest affidavit will not be released publicly until Grinstaff is returned to Pottawatomie County. News time is 7:12.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In the funeral announcements, Victor Nielsen, age 91, who's formerly of Walnut, died at the Risen Sun Christian Village in Council Bluffs. Services for Victor Nielsen will be today at 10 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Richard Jorgensen, age 87, of Guthrie Center, died Monday. Funeral services for Richard Jorgensen will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Marion Hendricks, age 79, of Harlan, died Friday. Last Friday, memorial services for Marion Hendricks will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Marilyn Erickson, age 70, of Griswold, died Sunday. Funeral services for Marilyn Erickson will be today at 10:30. Make that 11:30, actually. It's 11:30 at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Melvin Pearson, age 85, of Stewart, died Tuesday. Graveside services for Melvin Pearson will be held today at 1 o'clock at the South Oak Grove Cemetery in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Alfreda Lee Shaw, age 87, of Griswold, died Monday. Memorial services for Alfreda Lee Shaw will be today at 2 o'clock at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. The Maher Livingston Funeral Home in Council Bluffs has arrangements. Dale Bloomquist, age 69, of Greenfield, died April 26th. Funeral services for Dale Bloomquist will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the First Congregational Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Claudie Bagshaw, age 93, of Messina, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Claudie Bagshaw will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Trinity Christian Church in Bridgewater. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Dwayne Ernst, age 72, of Adair, died Tuesday. Memorial services for Dwayne Ernst will be held Saturday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. William Richard Dick Maines, age 84, of Stewart, died Wednesday. Services for Dick Maines will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at the Casey United Methodist Church. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Colleen Nelson, age 71, of Greenfield, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Colleen Nelson will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Robert Bob Krauth, age 75, of Messina, died February 27th. Celebration of Life services for Bob Krauth will be Saturday at 2:30 at the Messina United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. And John Swisher, age 86, of Harlan, died Wednesday. Funeral services for John Swisher will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. The news was brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.